You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, finally on today's show, do you know what your neighbourhood looked like 100 years ago? And can you envisage your neighbourhood in 100 years from now? Those are the questions an upcoming documentary is asking. Made by local filmmaker Ursula Williams, the film takes a look at artist John Redford and his alter ego Ron, who together are making and selling miniature villas to critique and highlight the demise of values placed on our histories. I spoke to Ursula this morning, and she started by telling me about what Loading Docks is.
Loading Docks is an incredible initiative set up by Julia Parnell and Anna Jackson. And they're these incredible women who like to kind of harvest and foster not only fresh filmmakers, but also kind of the old school filmmakers as well. So it's just this great environment where we can all collaborate and bounce off each other as documentary filmmakers, experienced or not. So I got selected for my film, which is actually, the title is a little bit up in the air. Mm-hmm. It was called Welcome to Graft, which lots of people will know it as, and it's also going to be known as Now and Then. So don't be confused, they're one and the same.
Okay. Interchangeable at this stage.
Exactly. Okay. So it's kind of asking the question, what did your neighbourhood look like 100 years ago? And it's based around the incredible artist John Redford. Now, John is a much-loved artist. He's kind of... Whenever I am sitting with him at Bestie's Cafe or somewhere on K Road, he has so many friends that he makes me feel really unpopular. So he's this really cool, charismatic, incredible artist who has very much an eye for detail. And it's about him and his alter ego employee, real estate agent Ron Jadford. And they are building and selling 256 highly detailed miniature replicas of early 1900s suburban bay villas. So John has gone about and made these incredible little miniature 1900 suburban bay villas based on a kind of reimagining, or based on the kind of historical, bird's eye view of what Grafton used to look like before all the motorways went in.
Cool.
And these really are, you know, really quite incredible little miniature detailed buildings. I know that I've said that, but I'd like to reiterate because they are quite something.
So miniature, well, how miniature are we talking?
What could I compare them to? They're about this big, which would be, my measurements and maths has never been so great. I would say, and they're all completely individual and personalised as a piece of art in their own right, but then collectively they're just something else. They're this actual kind of reimagined suburb that hang when they're installed, and so you kind of get the typography of the land as well when they're all kind of hung, these 256 replicas. So you look at them, and what would you say that is, Shamina?
But for listeners who can't see Ursula's hands right now,
they're doing a very good job.
I'd say about like 30 centimetres by about 15.
Yeah, maybe a little bit littler.
A little bit smaller.
A little bit smaller.
Yeah, okay.
But it's kind
of like when you, I don't know, when you see those miniature sort of town replicas with that like mini train going around. Like that's what I think when I think of miniatures, that it's like smaller scale than like a dollhouse, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And far more of an artistic expression than what you just mentioned, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
And so this story is about John Redford, but it's also about his alter ego, Ron Jadford. And so Ron kind of works as an employee for John to sell these miniature villas. So in their own right as well, they create kind of a community that own these villas as well, these bay villas. And so, yeah, there is a community or a pseudo community outside of the kind of physical community in terms of what we understand a community to be. So there are, it's kind of multifaceted. It is quite layered for a 3-minute documentary, but I'm definitely going to play with these two characters, Ron and John. And they're quite contrasting. John is very much an extremely likable, an extremely eloquent, well-spoken artist. And so that kind of paints the picture, or lots of people who are listening probably know John. They'd probably know him most likely for his tip work in Western Park, which are the sunken buildings. So he, alongside his artworks, I believe are quite integrated into community. So there definitely is a theme of community in there. But these two characters, which are obviously both John, but Ron and John are very much kind of contrasting. I'm not sure that they get along, but they need each other. Mm. And so there's this kind of great dialogue where John can suddenly be Ron and Ron will turn back into John as well.
In like one sort of in one take sort of thing, just in one.
Correct.
Wow. Okay, yeah. That's awesome.
It is really awesome and very entertaining and captivating. So it is also a kind of participatory performance piece as well as an artistic expression or sculptural work as well.
So that kind of, it reminds me of your film from last year, The King, because you kind of explored an alter ego in that film as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. In terms of, you know, one man's journey and what he would be on the outside to a whole lot of people. And then there's this other kind of part of somebody's identity that breaks through, but you don't necessarily know that on a face value. Mm-hmm. And I think that has been a general theme throughout my work thus far in documentary, which is kind of bizarre. I don't actually know why or how this came along. Maybe I've got an alter ego that I'm trying to kind of convey somewhat by portraying these guys on film.
I guess it can, you know, can be explored visually through film in such an interesting way, I suppose, you know, that you've got like these, this one person but has like two different very distinct sides to them, and that's interesting.
Yeah, well, juxtaposition is interesting, yeah. Like in everyday life or otherwise in artistic expression. So, yeah, I think, I hope that it's kind of continual within my work. Mind you, looking at the other stuff that I'm doing at the moment, not necessarily, but it is something I'd like to play a bit more with. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And so I also talked to you on BFM last year about your film, The King.
Yeah.
So I think that was before it screened at the film festival. Mm. And that had a lot of success at the film festival as well as other several other film festivals. Do you feel like the success from that film was kind of like a catalyst for doing the one that you're doing now?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I think there's kind of this oxymoron within the filmmaking process, I guess, because you have to make something to prove yourself, but you need funds to make something to prove yourself. So there's this kind of double-edged sword thing
Catch
that goes
22,
on. Totally.
Sort of, yeah.
But I managed to do that and it did do well. And it's definitely provided this incredible platform whereby I can make other stuff now and people are kind of taking me seriously as a filmmaker. And that, I don't know, after, as you know, we studied together. So, you know, after kind of 10 years almost studying intermittently on and off and also doing a whole lot of other production work and work here at 95 BFM and all these other things have kind of come together as this great sort of reward,
yeah,
I guess, for all of that hard work. Yeah.
Right, it's finally sort of starting to pay off. You're seeing the fruits of your labour.
Exactly, picking them apples.
Mm. And so where to from here with what is it, Now and Then?
Yes.
Or Welcome to Graft.
Yeah.
Okay.
So at the moment we're running a boosted campaign. All the loading docks have to do a boosted campaign. We have to raise $2,000 before they release the funds, before loading docks release the funds. And so, we're kind of in the process of that at the moment. March has been our month to raise these funds on Boosted. So you can check those out on boosted.org. And then I think it's /loading docks, or you can just search in loading docks and we'll all come up. I am lucky enough to have reached 115% of my Boosted so far, which is
amazing.
Really amazing. But that's just the beginning. That was the kind of minimum target. Yep. And as you know, or as a lot of people will know listening, filmmaking is not a, you know, easy kind of target. task, especially when you have no money. And so the more money, the better. Like, we can start to secure really amazing locations. We can start to provide incredible wardrobe for Ron, for example. We can hire the gear that we need. We can pay people fairly. Like, I'm really into paying people fairly throughout the filmmaking process as well. So the more money, the better. I'm running two crowdfunding events. First one's on Waiheke Cinema, and that's this weekend, the 18th of March, and that is at 11 a.m. And so that will be showcasing The King, which won the Audience Award, which is my last film. But I will be talking about the new film coming up in collaboration with Loading Docks there as well. But then also I've got a second event, and that's running on the 22nd. That's a Wednesday from 8 p.m. And that will be at Golden Dawn. And that's, both of them are Koha entry. And that will also be a screening of The King outside on the projector, a chat with me, and also a DJ set by Lewis Tennant, who you also know.
Small world.
I know.
Cool. Well, that all sounds very exciting. And yeah, I guess if listeners are interested, then they can head along to the, those two events.
Yeah, pop along. Come and see us and hear more about these films that we're making, that I'm making.
Awesome.
Cool.
Thanks, Ish.
Thank you, Shamina.
That was The Wire.
Yes, that marks the end of another Wednesday show. Thank you to everybody who spoke with us for what we played today. Nick Smith, Matt Lowry, Alan Blackman, Matt Hay, and Ursula Williams. Thank you very much to my producer, Adam. And also thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. Up next is the 1 to 4 with Bridge. We'll be back next Wednesday.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.